they were asking for this, 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 this.
Yeah, it's a lot of this.
I don't remember if it was the timeline or the budget or what it was, but our response and our lead was, hey, we can't give you what you're asking for.
Yeah.
And if any other agency tells you they can, they're full of shit.
All right, Rob, we're back. Episode 151.
151.
Yes, it's exciting times. you can tell we're super jazzed. It's like, oh my God, we made it to 150. Oh, let's fall off the map. Okay, I'm putting you on the spot since we always do. Is the TikTok still going strong? Is the neck thing still happening? You know,
I mean, last
you should have pulled that up prior to
I checked. Yes, it was, but let's see what the number.
All right, because I mean, it's been several weeks now, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
a borderline a month, I think, since we discussed this. You know,
right, do you want to guess? Why don't you guess?
I don't remember what you said last time. You, I think you said it was like 5-ish or something. I don't know.
Something
seven?
Like that.
Seven?
We're at 8.4 million.
8.4 million. Okay. So it blew both of our numbers out of the water.
Both of our numbers out of the water.
Cause you were like, it's done at 2. I said it's going to be 4, right? Cause 4 is my lucky number. And now we are double that. We're over 8.
And I think it's still going.
Okay. Here's a question. And I don't know if you know the answer to it. Did the follower base improve? Right. Did the subscriber base improve to her account?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, let's see.
This is hilarious. She's like our little surprise.
I think she started at like, when she only had like 100 followers or something like that. And now she's got 1500.
Okay. Well, that I'm going to call that. Yeah. That's significantly more.
And all of her videos now have thousands of views. Where
everybody hits the profile and then just boom, 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 and goes through it.
It's the triple down effect.
All right. I think, do we just keep this train rolling until the numbers fall out? I mean, is this in every podcast? We got to check in on the numbers or how do
I
we?
Think
how
so. Long, yeah. I think until we don't.
All right. Awesome. Hilarious. You know? All right. Well, 151, we're back. All right. A funny thing happened to us the other day when we were both on a call. We both got an email. Okay. And that email was for an RFP, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought it might be interesting to talk about RFP. I know we've mentioned in the past, I mean, probably years ago on the pod in terms of like, you know, are RFPs good for agencies? Are they not our approach or something like that, right? But that was years ago, you know? And so I thought, hey, let's just have an open conversation about RFPs, like love them, hate them. Do we respond? You know, not all RFPs are the same,
right?
You know, how you can kind of sniff out, these people know what they're talking about, or these people, you know, I mean, there's a lot, you know, we've been doing this. We got a little bit of gray in our beards, you know, so, you know, we've been through the ringer a few times. Right. And it is on our list. I think we are going to respond to this one. Right.
I think so.
Thoughts. What's your initial thoughts when I sort of spring the topic on you?
I think, I would say over the course of my career, I've responded to RFPs in many, many different ways. I think when you're first starting to respond, you have a tendency to go, what do they want to hear?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and you sort of craft your response based on what you think they, what you think they want to hear.
It's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
And then I think you know, as you develop in your career and sort of figure out your personality within the industry and your agency sort of brand and personality, you go, or at least for us, we go, we're going to respond the way that we want to respond. Yeah. And it's either a good fit or it's not a good fit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's thanks for asking all these questions. We may or may not respond to all of those questions.
Yeah.
This is the way that we respond to these types of things.
Right.
You know? So now the only caveat there is potentially, GSA, working with states, working with, you know, government, you know, that type of thing, right? Anything federal and whatever, because there's very specific, like, if it's not Helvetica 12 point, like, I mean, you'll get rejected immediately. It's fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
But general business scenario, it's, I agree with you. It's like, it's really more about our personality and our approach and how we would, you know, address whatever they're RFPing, I guess, you know, versus trying to respond back the way that they ask, I guess, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's, and we've had the most success when we stick to our guns and when we, absolutely. And when we do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, you're right. I mean, there's, if it's a government thing, you have to fill out the forms and the things and the stuff. You know, some of them, what drives me bonkers, and a lot of people might disagree with me on this, but like,
when
they ask for the bios of the team members that are going to be working on the business, for whatever reason, that drives me, I don't know, that drives me crazy.
Why does that drive you crazy?
I don't know. I think in an RFP, it's, I can understand, hey, I want to understand the, you know, the principals that are working on my business.
Yeah, the team, right?
But I trust those principals to deliver me a team that's qualified and good. Like, I don't need to give you the bio on the writer necessarily that's working on your project.
I hear you. Yeah.
And I think part of that is just the way that we work. We work kind of differently than a lot of agencies. So I think, I don't know, that one I just find kind of annoying. It's kind of like, and I think about it like this, like, okay, if I'm going to go hire, maybe this analogy works, maybe it doesn't. Let me work through it. But if I'm going to go hire somebody to build my house.
Okay.
Right. I am not going to ask him or her for the
credentials of the subcontractor.
The credentials of the skill, you know, of the trades that they're bringing to the table. Like,
I need the bio of the framer.
I believe your painter can paint. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, why do you think that is then? Why do you think, you know, I mean, my initial reaction would be, I think that ask from the client side is predicated on the fact that there has been an industry here, you know, our industry, where there is a little bit of smoke and mirrors and or bait and switch, right?
Yeah.
The A team came in, gave the dog and pony. We fell in love with the A team. They gave us the pitch. They gave us the sell. They gave us the, here's how it's going to work. And then they, you know, we gave them the business. Then they left. And now the C team has arrived and is working on all their business, right?
Sure.
And you know, so I think that potentially that's been the sticking question that clients keep asking, which is a roundabout way of who's going to be working on my business? Who's going to be working on, because I think people have been burned in the past, you know?
Yeah.
But to your point, it's very antithetical to how we work because we don't work that way, you know?
Well, and it's also, I think, and it may also be because of you know, I've got another project that I'm working on and it's, wait a minute. There are 10 people on this conference call.
Yeah.
And I know you're charging me for all 10 people that are sitting on this conference call.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I only need one person or maybe two people on the conference call. So I get it. And again, it's, you know, because to your point, larger agencies have so many different creative teams that, you don't want to buy this hamburger and all of a sudden you're eating this hamburger.
You know, we're a creative shop. I mean, we are driven by creativity. We're driven by, you know, doers, right? We are not an account heavy shop that is driven by billable hours from account people. You know what I mean? That's not advantageous to our clients, you know, and our clients, I think, really love that. So, I mean, it's a weird one. I get it, you know, but like, it seems rather silly. You know what I mean? Also, I mean, right up there for me is like, how many awards have you won? You know, like, I mean, that's the thing that bothers. It's like, that doesn't matter. What are you talking about? You know, it's, hey, can I understand your business and can I speak to your target audience appropriately, right? But, you know, can we help you move the needle, as cheesy as that sounds, right? It's not about, oh, here's these really funny ads I did for somebody else 15 years ago that didn't correspond to any noticeable business improvement whatsoever, right? But like, hey, here's this list of all these awesome things we won. Who cares? You know, so funny and enough, I say that even after I know last podcast, I was talking about my favorite logo and how it won like every award imaginable, you know? So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I mean, that does happen, you know, but we don't respond to every RFP. I think that, interesting when they come out of the blue, out of nowhere. I think like this one is.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any link. I mean, I think this is truly us having established presence online and just longevity of our business, yeah. You know, and things like that. Somebody found us and said, "Hey, I'd be curious to see what these guys would do with the account." So, I mean, that's always nice. To be recognized in that respect for sure, you know, and a lot of stuff we pass on, but this one, I think we're probably going to respond to, you know, which I think will be fun.
I think it's also too, like, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and say that, like, you know, we do RFPs our way because our business and we do business differently. Well,
yeah,
it's easy to forget that people don't know us. They have no idea. We're so used to it. We're so, you know, used to the way that we work and how we work.
Yeah.
And it's also like, maybe because we're snarky old men, or I'm a snarky old man anyway, is like, "Hey, we'd like to see some of your work samples."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you go to our website? Because we have a lot of, there's a lot of work on our, a lot of work on our site.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, is there something missing from the site that you didn't see? Yeah. That type of thing. So,
but it also ends up like, I think about, you know, I remember when we responded to Agrigold. That was a good RFP.
Yeah.
And I think that was a great case where it was, we responded the way that we wanted to respond. Yeah. I think we included 70% of the information that they asked for, or 80% of the information that they asked for, certainly.
Yeah.
But we did it kind of in our own way. And it always tends to work out that the people then, when you get the business, they're the best people to work with.
Yeah.
Because they got it. They understand your response. They're like, "Oh, okay, this is great. This is unique. Yeah. I get it." So it kind of works out that way. And then a lot of times, if we do, you know, if we do go through the sometimes the painstaking response, long winded response, and then you just get dismissed over an email
immediately
over an email, and you're like, "Oh, okay, that was a lot of work."
Yeah. It's, I mean, the only universal truth, I think, for us on our side of the business is that, and we mentioned this in a previous pod years ago, is spec work. And we're not going to do spec work for you, as part of your RFP. We will answer your questions to the best of our ability. We will show you how we work. We will show you the team. We'll give you, you know, rough go by. I mean, it's kind of like the information that comes out is as good as the questions and or information that comes in. Right. So it's like, "Hey, we need a website." Okay, great. So, is there any more
I need a car.
Yeah, what are we building here? Like, is there any more information besides we need a website? Like, of course we can go look at your current website, but is that clear that that's what you want to redo, or are we doing something different? I mean, there are 100 questions that I don't need to bore everybody with on terms of that, you know. So sometimes there's a little bit of, "Hey, we're giving you ranges, we're shooting in the dark, where different things are happening," right? Because it's like, we didn't get enough information to accurately answer the question, you know? So,
well, and that's when, you know, I probably am quick to jump at red flags or orange flags, but when somebody sends something that's, "I need a website."
Yeah.
I'm like, "No,
we're out."
We're pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have another thought after that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's an interesting, you know, I mean, we've been in our business for a long time. I'm curious as to how other businesses get their, you know, what an RFP looks like from like a technology vendor perspective and things like that. Right. Because sometimes absolutely, you know, our industry is driven by budget. I mean, there are budgets, you know, you have to, you know, spend for brand awareness and things like that. And then hopefully that correlates into sales. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, some clients spend tens of thousands of dollars a month, for example, on SEO and things like, you know, stuff like that, and or Google AdWords, for example. But it's predicated on, well, that's generating, you know, 10x or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's almost like the numbers don't matter. It's just a ratio, right? So sometimes it's a numbers game. Sometimes it's not a numbers game on our side of the fence. Sometimes it's a, "Hey, these guys get it." It's more of a strategic play. It's more of a creative play. It's an executional, or it's a timeline thing. It's like, "Hey, no other agency said they could do this in this time. Can you guys do this in this?" You know, I mean, so there are a lot of factors outside of just money. I'd be curious about other industries, you know, in terms of how there are. I mean, it sounds, you know, painful. I mean, we're used to what we're used to, but, you know, RFPs in other lanes, you know, it's kind of interesting to think about.
What was the, I'm trying to remember which RFP it was, and I can't remember. Maybe you can remember, but. And it was, "Oh, they were asking for this.
Yeah. It's a lot
and
of
I
this.
Don't remember if it was the timeline or the budget or what it was, but our our response and our lead was, hey, we can't give you what you're asking for.
Yeah.
And if any other agency tells you they can, they're full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was literally the opening of the, of our response.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if that was, I can't remember who that was. I'm not going to guess because I'll get it wrong, but
I don't want to say any names on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember writing that and being like, it's a pretty ballsy response. Like we're coming in hot. And we totally got the business. And I remember getting the business and just being like, huh, that was a need.
Well,
honesty works. You know,
I was about to say the truth actually still matters in some corners of the world for sure.
Yeah.
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 There's definitely something to be said for being real, you know, because what that does is it forms trust. Right?
Right.
And that's the best thing you can have between, you know, a client and agency is, hey, I trust that those guys are going to get it done on time. I trust that firm is going to do a great job to the best of their, but you know, like, you know, there's give and take there, right? In regards to, hey, I recognize I didn't give you all the proper information. You know right. what I mean? Like things like that. Right. And not all clients are created the same, but not all needs are the same either, if that makes any sense, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. It's an interesting sandbox we play in for sure. But,
I think one other thought too is that I think we like to tell people that we work across all different verticals. We don't have any kind of niche.
Yeah.
And we use that to our advantage, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, an idea that we had thinking about soda ash. Oh my gosh, look how that translates over here to off-road vehicles or whatever. Yeah. I'm just making stuff
totally.
Up.
Totally.
But we use that to our advantage. And I think a lot of times, you know, when people come to us with RFPs, they want to see relevant industry experience.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll say, hey, we want to see 3 case studies within this lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think our response typically would be, well, no, because why would you're going to get the same thing that.
Yeah. Why would you want to be like everybody else?
Why would you want to be like everybody else?
Yeah.
So a lot of times, and there have been a couple of cases where we've used that to our advantage too, that I think has gone well. But I also get it. Sometimes, you know, it's a lot of money. And if you're doing pharmaceuticals and you don't, you know, I remember that specifically. We did a pharmaceutical one and they were like, we loved you guys. But the higher ups, you know, they don't see all the pharmaceutical experience. And
there are definitely instances, and I get it, where it's like, we just need to stay in with everybody else. We just want to be safely
nestled. We're not trying to upset the apple cart here.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the high school hallway with everybody else. And we're just kind of just going with the flow. You know what I mean? We're not on the periphery, you know, don't give us purple hair, you know? So, it's an interesting, you know, so anyway, I think we'll respond. We'll have a little powwow tomorrow and talk about how we're going to respond and whatnot. And then, you know, maybe we'll keep everybody posted as to if we end up getting this business or not. You know?
If we get the business, we will absolutely let you know. If we don't, we will not.
Funny enough, we actually do have category experience for this specific thing. So
we do.
So we are good in that respect.
We do.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, RFPs, love them, hate them. It's kind of an interesting aspect, you know, It's always nice to be loved.
To be invited to the party.
Yeah.
Whether you got plans or not.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So I'm washing my hair is what I'm doing. Yes.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up for today. Where can everybody find us, Rob?
They can find me on TikTok.
Yeah.
along with 8.4 million of your friends.
Yeah, seriously.
You can find us, of course, at mockedagency.com, and we're all over the socials. So.
All right. Fun times. All right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Mock the podcast.